Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Babbling Mother. Today I wanted to do a pregnancy update. I feel like it's been a minute since I've done that. However, I am not totally sure because I didn't look back. I bring you back to my car with a cup of tea and quietness of just my voice. You're welcome. But anyway, so yeah, today, which is Tuesday, certain day in September, I think it's like the 22nd or the 21st or something. We are 5 months pregnant exactly, which means we are halfway done with the pregnancy already. I struggle with my depression really, really bad when I'm pregnant. Specifically in the first trimester, I struggle with it. And then, like, the hardest. And then the rest of the two, it kind of just depends. I'm kind of in a different place in my life, so I don't know how much it's going to bother me this time, so I can't really say, because this is my second time being pregnant. Anyway, I do want to say that I do have a bump. I am showing, and I also have felt the baby kick. I don't know what it is yet. I definitely forgot to go to the doctor last month, just had a busyness, so I didn't make it, but I do have a doctor's appointment actually this Thursday, but I say him a lot, and I'm drawn to, like, the boy clothes. So I also wanted to just talk about, like, the difference between this one and Tyler's pregnant, like, when I was pregnant with Tyler. And the first thing that I want to talk about is weight. If you don't know, which many of you do, because many of you are just my family members and friends. Actually, I think, but I'm not sure. If you don't know, I'm not a small girl. I'm short, but I'm not small. And so when it comes to being pregnant, my OB has always told me, try not to gain weight. And so she had told me barely gain 5 pounds through the pregnancy. Can I say, I absolutely hate when doctors say that. Obviously, like, I'm very subconscious about my weight. I'm very subconscious about my size, but I'm also trying not to let it drag me down because I know that I can fix it. But for some reason, anytime a doctor tells me, you're too heavy, you need to watch what you eat, don't gain weight, it just makes me really sad. Honestly speaking, it kind of just drags me down. So, she told me not to gain 5 pounds. I have not gained 5 pounds. I've actually ended up losing 4 pounds with this one. So as far as right now, I am down 4 pounds. With Tyler through the whole pregnancy, I think I gained about 25 to 30 pounds. So, I did real good, guys. Real good. as when it comes to cravings, with Tyler, I wanted cheeseburgers. I wanted cheeseburgers, cheeseburgers, and cheeseburgers. With this one, I want chicken nuggets and hot dogs. And, I mean, you also get, like, the weird cravings here and there, but I also really crave pumpkin. I'm gonna make pumpkin cookie muffins today. I bought pumpkin spice seasoning so that I can put that in my coffee, so I can basically have my own pumpkin spice latte, because that's a craving and they're not good for you and they're definitely getting expensive. So I definitely have that. And then I have, like, I really want cake, like pastries and cake and stuff. Like, normally, I love cookies, but I don't want cookies, I want cake. Like, I want pastries. I'd say a ding dong, but I absolutely hate ding dongs. I've also come to like ketchup, which, as you guys know, I don't know if you guys know, I don't like ketchup at all. I absolutely hate ketchup, but now it's actually pretty good at the moment. I'm definitely hoping that goes away. Also, when I'm pregnant, I am not lactose intolerant. So, when I'm not pregnant, normally, I am lactose intolerant, and I have to watch, like, my milk intake and whatnot. But for some reason, when I am pregnant, I am not lactose intolerant. I can drink all the milk in the world. I can drink, eat all the dairy in the world, and I'm fine. It's nice. It's great. Because actually, I really do like milk. And so, yeah. So there's that. And my last craving, that could literally kill me is onions. I am very, very allergic to onions, but I am very much craving onions. And so the way I get away with that, I do have a little bit of a tolerance with, like, a tiny bit of a tolerance with them. And so we bought Pringles and, like, the to-go ones, and we have the sour cream and onion chips. Growing up, I could eat onions. Growing up, sour cream and onion chips were my favorite chip. They still are. And so the only way, like, if I'm not getting, like, ordinary Doritos or chips, like, we grew up with Pringles, if I wasn't getting ordinary, I couldn't do barbecue after a while, and I can't do sour cream and onion anymore, so I had to switch to, like, cheddar and sour cream. Like, those are my chip choices, guys. But, so we do buy the Pringles, and we have, like, the to-go ones that you put in your lunchbox. I can eat 2 or 3, if I eat them slow, I can have 3, but I can eat 2 sour cream and onion chips, and then I have to be done, otherwise it starts to hurt in my, chest and my throat and my breath. And so I have worked my way around it. I am able to eat at least that. I'm drinking tea because I ran out of coffee creamer, so I'm drinking tea. And then, so that's basically what my cravings are. I do have one consistent craving for both pregnancies, and it's Taco Bell. Taco Bell is my fucking favorite when I'm pregnant. I don't know why. And then I also wanted to talk about pain. With Tyler, I slept a lot. So I don't remember having a whole lot of, like, ligament pain, round ligament pain, back pain. Like, I don't remember that. But with this one, I found out that with the baby's position, it can kind of put, like, pressure in your back or your vagina or even your butthole. Oh my god, guys. All 3 of those are true. So, we also, when it comes to ligament pain, I don't remember it with Tyler, but with this one, I'm feeling it, and I know what it is, so I'm not, like, worried or concerned. Like, you just move too fast, and you get, like, a cramp, basically, and then it just goes away. Like, it's fine. You know, once you know what it is, you're fine. When you're pregnant and when you have a newborn is the only time Google does not tell you you are dying, which is good. But as you guys know, I got in a car accident when I was 9 months pregnant with Tyler, and I still have not gotten to the bottom of what I did to my back or what happened to my back or such and such. And I think I'm definitely still paying for it now, and especially with the added pressure or weight or top-heavy awkwardness of my body now that I'm pregnant, there's definitely a difference. So now I am about, I cannot lay flat on my back without getting up in pain. Washing Tyler's hair in the bathtub, I use a shower head because it's easier. Even that hurts. Like, I'm definitely struggling, and I'm definitely going to figure out what's going on after this pregnancy. I have to. I can't. I don't want to not be able to play with my kids. So, I am going to get to the bottom of it, but this is, my back is a story time that will have to wait about 4 or 5 months from now when the baby comes out, and then probably a little bit after that, too. So, and then when it comes to sleep, so, like I already said, with Tyler, I had no kids. I could sleep whenever I wanted. I could nap whenever I wanted. We still kind of went on walks here and there. The further along I got, the more we walked. And then now this pregnancy is a whole different story. I am having a really hard time sleeping. I have a really hard time falling asleep at night. We did move, like, where we're at in Lake Stevens is pretty much in the middle of the woods. So I'm not used to hearing nothing. Like, I don't hear anything at night now. When where I'm from, I'm used to hearing cars, sirens, people, dogs. I mean, when I lived with Sam, there was a fucking rooster. And here, there's nothing. So it's definitely a little harder for me to sleep. And I'm sure I'll get over it through time. But right now I turn on, like, Animal Planet on Netflix, like, Night on Earth or whatever. I watch animal documentaries to go to bed. And then I turn the timer on the TV and I go to bed. Like, that's kind of how I've been doing it and how I've been working around it. I do want to get a noise machine, but I haven't talked to Jeremiah about that and I don't think he's going to be super happy about it. But with this one, I am able to take a nap if I really need it. Or not even if I really need it. Like, if I'm tired and I want to take a nap and Jeremiah's home, I take a nap. I can take a nap. But when he's not home, I tend not to take a nap just because there's, in my opinion, there's so much more things that I could be doing instead of napping. And then the last thing that I have actually is, I think everybody has clothes that you're drawn to when you're pregnant. So like I said earlier, when I was pregnant with Tyler, I knew she was a girl. Like, I was drawn to the girl clothes. Getting a girl name was the hardest thing I could think of when we had her. Like, not when we had her, but before we even knew she was a girl. And now I shop and I'm just drawn to the boy clothes. And I mean, like, I want a healthy baby. I don't care if it's a girl or a boy. Do I want a boy? Yes. If this baby isn't a boy, as long as my back can handle it, my back and my hip can handle it, we're gonna have another one and try for a boy. But at the rate my back is right now, this will be our last one. So, I really hope it's a boy. But at the same time, like, to the baby in my belly now, if you're listening to this, I don't care if you're going to be a girl or a boy, but I'm definitely drawn to the boy clothes. So even if you're a girl, hopefully you're a tomboy. But anyway, so that's pretty much all I have for you guys today. That is a pregnancy update that I have. I am struggling with keeping my skin clear. My face likes to break out and I don't like it because you're supposed to have this pregnancy glow, but mine is just a breakout. And then these masks aren't helping, but it's okay because I know we have to, like, wear them right now and such and such. I don't want to get into that one. And then I also, this might be TMI, but for other women who are pregnant, I am leaking. Like, not leaking, but I am producing colostrum at the moment, and I may have checked my supply, if you know what I mean, and might have shot across the room, or the other day. So there's that, guys. That was an interesting factor when I realized it. But yeah, so that's all I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening. We all are so excited to welcome this baby into our life. Jeremiah got to feel the baby kick the other day. And it was such a sweet moment. And I can't wait for Tyler to feel it. Hopefully understand what it is. She's smart. I'm sure she'll know the baby just kicked me. But yeah, so thank you guys so much for listening. And I'm so glad that you guys are still here. And you guys actually listen. Like, that's so freaking exciting to me to know. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great weekend or week, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye, guys.